Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you become super rich with a lot of assets that you have to manage from one place. And until that happens, glad to be with you. My regard this time from Grodno. Grodno is one of the biggest cities in Belarus, although it does feel a little bit like a village. I did a weekend trip here and I'm now in a public park. It's raining, so I'm under a tunnel, which is kind of weird. For those of you who've listened in the past month, you've listened to two incidents of me being attacked by wild animals. A month ago, it was a giant fish in the Wisla River in Krakow. And 2 weeks ago, it was a giant wasp in Minsk. So needless to say, I'm a little bit on a paranoid mode, looking to all the sides while recording. There is a crow about 100 meters from me that is staring on me, and a statue of a swan by the river that looks hostile. So I have two potential culprits to where is the hit is going to come from. But let's continue and hope for the best. This episode today is going to be on the topic of tips and for general tips and safety on long rides on buses and trains, which is if you travel, you're going to do a lot. It was inspired by my weird trip yesterday from Belarus, from Minsk to Grodno. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong on this trip, so I just decided I have to do this post now. And just to give you a few examples, I thought it would be a 4-hour trip. It became a 9-hour trip. I had no food with me, so I was starving for hours. The train stopped in a small village for over 30 minutes, and I went walking because someone told me it's going to stop for 1 hour. And then just in the last minute, when I was 100 meters away from the train, it started moving again. So I had to run like crazy while the personnel was screaming, "Bistra, Bistra," which is go fast, go fast, before I would be stuck in this village. But in the end, all good, and I arrived. But it was really a waking up call of refining my strategy on travels by buses and trains. Okay, so let's just jump into the topic. Again, it's safety and general tips for long rides in buses and trains. And let's start with a small introduction. I would like to say that I always prefer to travel by land for various reasons. The first one is that I can actually see the view. For me, it's not only going from one place to another, but also seeing what is between one place and another. And land trips allow you to do it, and air trips a little bit less. The other cool stuff is that someone else is driving, which is pretty cool and posh, while I can do my own stuff and actually even meet new people. I met a lot of cool people while traveling in trains and buses, so totally recommend it. So let's start with a few safety and general tips I picked up over the years. I'm going to divide them to sections, and the first one is going to be just before your ride, either a bus ride or a train ride. So the first thing I have to say here is that you should probably pick a day to travel when you're relaxed, because things might delay or go wrong. So make sure to take this into account when you pick the day. I would definitely not recommend you to have the need to be in a specific destination at a certain time while taking a bus or a train, because a lot of things can go wrong again and it's going to make your ride super stressful. So pick a super cool day that you can totally arrive late, because you probably might. Okay, moving on to should you take a train or a bus? So honestly, myself, I prefer a train. Why? Because it's a lot easier to communicate with people over a train when you sit together and the road is not bumpy and there is not really a feeling of a moving vehicle. It's also super easier to work or to read. so you don't have travel sickness, and again, the road is not bumpy. Trains are actually safer than bus, so if you care a lot about safety, here is another reason to take a train. However, I should say on buses that and trains that sometimes trains are a lot slower than buses, and that's what happened to me yesterday. I could have taken a bus which would be 4 hours and the train was 8, so you know, do your math. And in many cases, trains are more expensive than buses. So buses are actually probably the cheapest way to get from one place to another. So do the calculation yourself and pick the preferred method of travel. Let's move on to reserving in advance. So one more thing to do before you travel is bus and train tickets, usually the prices only increase over time. There are not a lot of last minute deals like you have in airfare or in accommodation. It usually only gets higher and higher. So that's why reserving in advance makes a lot of sense. Not to mention the fact that a lot of the time you're going to not have availability. So if you do not have a lot of flexibility and you have to arrive at destination at a certain date, it makes a lot of sense to prepare as much as advance as possible. So I would also say on this topic is that you can buy the tickets at the terminal or at the bus station and train station. This is usually the preferable way, way in advance. Or you can Google and buy online, which is also a very good method. I would recommend to buy directly from the company websites and avoid scams or premium on prices that are by the mediator sites that are going to pop up when you do a Google search. So if you can buy directly the bus ride or the train ride from the company or at the bus terminal, much better. Okay, one more thing that you probably want to do in advance is check for passes. So, and discounts. So if you travel extensively in between locations, there are a lot of discounts and monthly passes that might apply. For example, a student discount or a rate on traveling for a month or so. So this could be resulting in a huge discount on your travels. For example, when I was traveling in the US, I was doing 1 month of Greyhound pass. I spent 15 nights on Greyhound buses traveling from one place to another on the US, and it resulted in a huge cost saving for both all the rides that are arriving in a package and also on accommodation. So again, over here, there are a lot of ways to save. And if you travel extensively over a short period of time, better prepare yourself because you can actually save a lot of money. One more thing that I recommend doing is to know rush hours and days. So many times first days are very packed days on public transport, on buses and trains, so be aware. Also weekends the same. So if it's important for you to take it easy and have the train or bus only for yourself, probably weekdays make more sense. Okay, one more thing to decide on is, do you want to travel by day or by night? I usually travel by day. Why? Because I like to see the scenery, and also because I really need a good night's sleep at my age. I'm too old now for night buses and stuff, so I need a bed. However, if I'm traveling by night, I always try to pay a premium and book a bed on a train. Even some buses have beds. It's kind of rare, but some buses in India, for example, have bed. But if I go for night traveling, I only take a train. I do want to say that, again, it fits your own strategy and your current situation. If you're on a tight budget, or if you don't want to lose time traveling or your days traveling, then traveling by night makes some sense because you save on accommodation and you also don't lose days. So it all depends on you. I just figured out I'm a zombie when I traveled at night without good night's sleep. But, you know, each one has their own preferences. One more thing you want to check is the different times schedule for trains and buses. So the idea over here is that you might take a bus that takes 4 hours and then the next bus after that takes 8 hours. And the same for trains. It depends if it's a direct or express. It depends on the route. So don't just decide between trains and buses. Also check the time schedule to understand what's going on there, and because those vary wildly, I have to say, as I learned yesterday. Another thing I recommend is to download the Google Maps of both your route and the destination in advance and know exactly where are you going to arrive, because some bus companies and even trains are arriving into very remote terminals. So make sure you understand where you're going to arrive and how do you get to your destination from there. Few small things just before you board your ride is I recommend charging your phone, your tablet. You don't want to arrive to a situation that you are at your destination after a long ride without your phone, in case you need to figure out where you are and make some calls. And a very important thing is to arrive early to your bus or train so you don't miss it. I recommend at least 30 minutes in advance, especially if you're not sure where exactly do you board and where is the station. So arrive early, it's good for you. There are some other benefits other than just the risk of losing your travel, is that if you don't have an assigned seat, arriving late sometimes means that you have to pick the worst seat on the bus or train, next to the toilet or with some drunk dude, or even worse, next to a baby. And you might also be standing all the ride, because some buses, for example, or trains are getting filled on first arrive, first seat, and then all the others are standing. So arriving in advance has a lot of arriving early has a lot of advantages, as you can see. And maybe the last thing just before you ride your bus and train is to go to the toilet, because you never know the situation and you never know where the bus or the train are going to stop and the bathroom situation and so on. So try to hit the toilet before you board. Okay, let's move on to the next section, which is basically what do you want to bring to those rides. So there's a lot of background noise now because the rain is getting stronger. So I might not be attacked by an animal by the weather. I can't wait. Let's see what's happened. So what do you bring? So first of all, bring snacks and a lot of water. Water is important. You don't want to get dehydrated. Make sure you drink a lot of water and bring snacks with you. I also recommend to buy fruits, sandwiches, and nuts. And one more small recommendation that is helpful is have some candies and presents for locals while you board a train or a bus. You can spend time with people for many, many hours, a lot of nice encounters. It's super nice to give something and then receive something. So try to be aware of that. Also bring stuff to read, some books, and depending on your hobbies, some people like, for example, to knit. So maybe you want to bring your knitting gear. Prepare some really cool music, some podcasts, and maybe some movies. And if you're working, just like me, when you're boarding trains and during the trains or buses, so you want to prepare for a scenario of no internet. And that means that prepare for an offline environment, have all your documents ready so you don't rely on the internet while you advance with your tasks. Let's move on a little bit on to the next section of bring money. The idea here is that probably there are not going to be ATMs on your route on the stop, so you want to have your local money as you are traveling. I would also recommend to be prepared for the weather. The weather changes dramatically between hours and in locations, especially if you're traveling from one place to another that are far away from each other. And of course, you can never prepare for the air conditioner level. It keeps on changing wildly. So have your warm clothes, have your summer clothes, and try to dress in layers so you can easily remove and add layers as the situation changes. I also recommend comfy clothes and shoes. So don't dress for a night out. Dress to feel comfortable, especially if it's a lot of hours. Okay, one more thing to bring is probably a neck pillow for rides that you can inflate. Some even use earplugs, eye masks. You probably, for night trains and buses, want to bring toilet paper, toothbrush, toothpaste to make your life easier. Moving on to the next section, which is what to do during the ride. So here I recommend to be open-minded and talkative. You can make some amazing friends on those bus and train rides. I've met a few people that I keep in touch with for years now that I've met on buses and trains. So it depends a lot on your mindset and on how prepared you are for interaction. I recommend to just start conversations, you know, hit it with small questions about the ride, about what you think and so on, and see if people are in the mood to talk. They might not be, but they might be, and then you gain a new friend. One more thing I recommend during the ride is to do things you don't usually do. The advantage of being disconnected from the world and from the internet is pretty massive. So instead of looking at it as a disadvantage, use the time as a gift to do all the things that you can't do on a regular basis. We're talking about reading, meditating, being more aware to your environment, smiling, a lot of things that you probably don't doing on a daily basis. So it's a good opportunity to start. Let me go over to some travel etiquette. So I really recommend not to pull down your seat if you don't have to. It makes life really difficult for the person behind you. Be in a good mood, because nobody likes to travel with grumpy people in a small confined space. Don't travel when you're sick, because you're gonna just pass your flu to other people, so try to avoid it. If you see a couple that are sitting separately, give them your seat and just switch with them so they can sit together. If old people are standing, give them your seat as well. It's the noble thing to do. It will make you feel better. Don't occupy two seats if the vehicle or the train or bus are getting full, and always let people get off the train or bus before you board it. Okay, some small minor things to do during the ride as well is have your ticket ready for inspection, especially on trains. You don't want the inspector to arrive while you lose your ticket. And if you receive the baggage receipt to reclaim your baggage, keep it with you in a safe place. Okay, next thing is to make sure that you know how long are the breaks. As I learned yesterday when I took the break, only seeing my train starting to leave and running to it. And you probably want to leave something that is invaluable on your seat to mark it as taken, because people keep on boarding trains and buses. So if you want to keep your seat, leave something there as you get off it. And one more recommendation is that, especially if you're not a local and you don't really know the route, if you're not living in the last station of the trip, make sure that you have someone to tell you when do you have to leave. I usually also try to have a GPS with Google Maps to show me where I am at any given time, so I don't miss my stop, if it's my stop or a connection that I have to make, which is not the last one, as I mentioned. And I will just say that in some cities it's getting really confusing, because some cities have a few bus stops or a few train stops. So having Google Maps with you, taking into consideration where do you have to go to, is going to make your life a lot easier as to choosing where exactly do you get off your bus or train. And the last recommendation I have during the ride is to stretch. You know, try stretching on the train, try taking use of the breaks to go out, even if you don't want to buy anything or go to the toilet, just to stretch, because those long rides while sitting and not moving a limb are not good for you, might even be lethal. Okay, so let's end this article with maybe some safety tips. So you want to pick the seats in the bus, we're talking on accidents here and statistics, in the middle towards the rear of the bus for more safety. That goes also for trains. I think that you want to avoid the first ones and keep something in the middle. Always pick the middle route. It's always the best. Protect your valuables on long rides, especially if the country is notorious for theft, especially if the bus or trains are crowded. Consider using a bike lock when you need to secure your bag when possible. Keep them close to you. the bags and your valuables, especially at all times, do not take them off your sights. And I recommend basically to try sitting in a place where you can keep an eye on your suitcase. If it's in a bus or those racks for in the trains for suitcases, again, lock it if you can. And also, if you put your stuff in the baggage, you cannot really take care of them and you kind of expect the company to do it. But from time to time, take a glimpse if someone is opening the baggage at stops and see that nobody is going with your suitcase. Again, you can't probably do it, but it's nice to do if you can. And in places with a lot of accidents, for example, Peru, the Ukraine, and so on, pick the best company you can, pay a premium on the best company. You can check which are the best companies by asking locals or checking on forums. Again, happily pay more. Not only is it safer on the accidents level, but also it will greatly decrease chances of delays because those companies are more organized and the buses or the vehicles breaking down on the way because simply, again, the quality of their vehicles and staff is much higher. I would also recommend to check your route in advance. So, for example, if your route is called the Death Road in Bolivia, or you know that there are rebels attacking people in between your in the way to your destination, maybe you want to change your route or take a flight. Just a quick recommendation. And on the last thing, on who do you sit next to, just trust your intuition and sit to someone that might be fun to spend some time with and talk with, and not someone that might steal your stuff and so on. So intuition goes a long way while traveling. And that's pretty much it. I would just end by saying that some of the best things while traveling happened to me while I was traveling on the bus or on the train. So keep on open-minded. And if you just follow all the tips and the recommendation I mentioned, you should be perfectly fine. So prepare in advance and enjoy the road. Have a good one. The show notes for this episode are going to be on becomenomad.com. Since we have no reviews on iTunes or whatever, if you can leave one, it would be super awesome and give me a lot of motivation to prepare some new episodes from you. And yeah, you can always register to our newsletter on becomenomad.com to get some more personal updates of what I'm up to. And have an amazing week and day. See you the next time.